Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Louisiana orders face masks. Homicides in D.C. surpass COVID deaths. Portland, Oregon struggles to rehire cops. Vice President Harris now the least popular second in command in a half century. The U.S. marriage rate falling to record lows. Also ahead, President Biden's popularity. It's falling fast. But first, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards reissuing statewide indoor mask mandate as cases of COVID surge in the Bayou State. The new rules apply to anyone over the age of five, regardless of whether they've received the vaccine. Louisiana has the highest rate of new infections in the country. Just 37% of the population down there is fully vaxxed, and that's the reason why. Murders in the nation's capital now outpacing COVID fatalities by a near 3-1 ratio. There were 21 homicides in the district last month, compared to 8 pandemic-related deaths. Mayor Bowser neglecting the spike in gun violence, instead imposing a mandatory indoor mask mandate, even for the vaccinated. Officials in Portland, Oregon, struggling to hire police officers after disbanding and disrespecting an elite unit last year. The city closed the Gun Violence Reduction Team over allegations of racism, which were nonsense. Since then, homicides in Portland up 92%. The town is on track to suppress its highest murder rate set back in 1987. Incompetent leadership often leads to death. A series of new polls show Kamala Harris is the most unpopular vice president in 50 years. A survey from the LA Times reveals 49% of voters disapprove of Harris's performance, the lowest since the early 1970s, with Spiro Agnew. Remember him? Ms. Harris getting bad grades on the border, voter laws, and overall likability. Folks tying the knot in the USA falling to historic lows. A recent study by the National Center for Health reports just 6 new marriages for every 1,000 people, the least since the government started keeping records back in 1867. Researchers blame the pandemic and financial troubles for the drop in nuptials, but it's much more than that. And we'll explain it later on in the broadcast. In a moment, Joe Biden losing popularity. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, falling approval numbers for President Biden. In the Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll yesterday, 49% of likely U.S. voters approved of Mr. Biden's job performance. 49% do not approve. That is down significantly from earlier this year. A recent Gallup poll asked, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling his job? 50% approve, down from 57% in January. 45 disapprove, up from 37% in January. That's a big leap. New Harvard poll has it 52% approve, down from 62% in June. 43% disapprove, up from 41% in June. The problem for Mr. Biden is that he comes across as weak. The border is a mess, as everybody knows. Inflation hurting working Americans as they are paying more for gas and food. And the COVID resurgence, this is the worst, has most Americans on edge. And what does President Biden say about it? Nothing. Doesn't hold a press conference, doesn't explain, doesn't have a cogent spokesperson on the medical front. He has nothing. And indeed, Mr. Biden has no solutions for any problem so far. But the COVID thing is really going to hurt him. It destroyed President Trump's chances at re-election, and now it may take President Biden off the board. Why do I say that? Because next year, 2022, is the midterm election. And if Joe Biden is standing a year from now, August 22, where he's standing today, the Republicans are likely to take the House and the Senate. If that happens, Joe Biden's administration is done. So, the economy, I guess, could reverse itself and start to be a plus. That could happen. COVID could recede again if more people get vaccinated. But at this point, there seems to be a hardcore 30% of Americans who will not take the vaccine. So with 30% at risk and spreading COVID, this thing is going to be around. And again, Joe Biden has no clue on what to do. And that makes you look weak. So let's sum this up. Joe Biden has been in office for 6.5 months. He has not solved any problem at all. He has spent an enormous amount of federal money. Now, people have gotten checks, and some of those people will vote for President Biden because they hope to get more checks. But if you look at the border with 1.5 million foreign nationals coming across, if you look at inflation, where you're paying more for everything, and so am I, and if you look at the COVID madness in play right now, Joe Biden is not in a good place. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where we do a TV program every night. And please check out Killing Your Mom, my brand new book. I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The institution of marriage in the United States has changed dramatically over the centuries. The first recorded Christian union in North America occurred between a freed African slave and a white conquistador in St. Augustine, Florida. That was in 1565. Can you believe it? Years later, interracial marriage was banned in most states. But then that was turned around in the 20th century, and now it's legal. The Supreme Court made the decision on same-sex marriage in 2015. So today, the entire institution of marriage in all categories is in decline. 58% of Americans over the age of 18 are married, 58%. That number drops to just 29% for blacks. The median age for an adult's first marriage rose from 23 to 27 in the last two decades, and half of all marriages in the USA now end in divorce. That stat was about 20% in the 1950s. All those separations generate big business for the lawyers. The average cost of a divorce in the USA ranges from $15,000 to $50,000 in legal fees and other expenses, not to mention trauma for the children in child custody disputes. Around the world, marriage is also changing. In India, the union is actually between families, not individuals. Societal and financial pressure prompt many Indians to opt for arranged marriages. Muslims in particular can have up to four wives. Hindus can have one. Divorces in India are very rare, just 1%. In China, it's all about the Communist Party. Chairman Mao updated the country's legal code for marriage after assuming power. The communists implemented the family planning policy in the 1970s to regulate marriage, divorce, and the number of children per household. Even in romance, the Communist Party rules. And here's something else you might not know. The traditional marriage ceremony dates back to ancient Rome. The event concludes with a kiss, which Romans viewed as a legal bond that sealed the deal. Today, the prenup does that. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.